This Tuesday, a new album will be released by Milo Green. I tell you, buzz has been building. There were standing ovations when Milo Green toured with the Civil Wars. Esquire put Milo Green on its list of artists to watch in 2012, and Milo Green will appear on David Letterman's show later this month. So, from the studios of NPR West, we're happy to welcome Milo Green. Mr. Green, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome.
You get that joke all the time?
I like to think that we are all Milo Green.
Well, let's explain this. So I gather, and I didn't discover it for like a quarter way through my research, there is no Milo Green.
There is and there isn't.
Well, we're speaking, by the way, with Robbie Arnett and Marlena Sheets. Explain this to us, please.
So Milo Green came to fruition when I was going to college with Andrew Herringer, who's also a part of the band. We were in separate bands, and we wanted to sound a little bit more professional, I guess. We wanted a booking agent, a manager.
Just some kind of figure who could represent you.
So we created a Gmail and started sending people emails calling people on behalf of Milo Green.
And it worked?
It did work. We got into better venues, and when you're calling on behalf of the own band, they kind of disregard you. But when you have somebody speaking on your behalf, it helps.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little more of this new CD. This is a track called Don't You Give Up On Me. Those are very full harmonies. How do you
yes.
work on that?
Lots of practice.
Yeah, we were all singers of our past bands, so we knew coming off the gate that we wanted to create a band that would be focusing on vocals. And we just sat around the fire and pretty much sang with each other and figured out how our voices would blend. We all have pretty distinct voices individually, but it came together in a fashion that was like a three-headed monster. It just worked. It just clicked. That was really the primary focus of this group starting out, just to get a vocal
foundation.
Excuse me, you finish each other's sentences.
We do. Isn't that adorable?
We also go to the gym together. We walk through Hollywood together. We do everything hand in hand, pretty much.
This is adorable.
You're making me sick right now.
I'm embarrassing her.
Well, I'm very happy for all seven or eight of you. And there's not a lead singer in the group, so you would all have to hold hands as you walk through Hollywood.
Exactly. That was another big thing coming into the band, is we didn't want one focal point. We wanted there to be variation. We wanted everybody to have a voice.
I'm interested in the process of recording and songwriting, because what I understand is that you kind of pack yourself off to various locations.
Mm-hmm.
And the liner notes, for example, say this was, quote, recorded at the homes of our friends and family. Now, how does that, I mean, do you just say, hi, we're here to record something?
Pretty much. We're
moving in.
Yeah. We took 2 years to record this record, and we did it in various locations. The original session, we took over a living room, and there's a track that made it to the album, and then we went up to San Ynez and our manager's parents' house, and we took it over, and then we spent a majority of time up in Seattle at a place called Bear Creek, which is a proper studio. We kind of recorded all...
Don't forget Shaver.
Oh, yes. Shaver Lake,
too. We spent a lot of time in Shaver Lake up at a cabin that belongs to Andrew's grandfather or his family. It's just important for us to find a place to get away and really focus all of the different places that we went to really allowed us to do that. A lot of times we didn't have TV or internet distractions, and you know, we wouldn't look at our phones for hours. I think that's part of what makes this album really interesting.
Well, tell us how that works. How does the location affect the music you make?
Well, we kind of escape LA being so urban, and we wanted to get out into the woods and kind of retreat a little bit. And the overall vibe of the record is a little bit more haunting and lonesome and melancholy. And those locations really helped bring out the emotion of those states.
Is there a song you can point us to on this CD where you think that speaks very powerfully to that?
What's the Matter? That was recorded, that's the first track on the record, and that was recorded in Shaver Lake, and it's a cabin literally that sits on the water, and we just sat there overlooking the water one night and we're just going over melodies, and that just kind of came out. We just went throughout the night working on that song, and I think by the end of the session when we sat there and listened to it, turning off all the lights, it just really felt like it was part of...
You're making us sound like such hippies right now.
I said we go to the gym. Hippies don't go to the
gym. That's true. But we ride bikes, too.
That's true. But yeah, so that's really the ideals behind the band, is escaping from the urban areas and retreating to the hippie woods.
Oh, God.
What's the matter? What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? What's the matter with you?
What stage is Milo Green at right now? What do you think of as being your next step professionally?
We are about to release this record and tour probably pretty endlessly for the next year, year and a half, just traveling on the road.
It's a big deal to be on The Late Show with David Letterman, isn't it?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. I grew up watching The Late Show. I think that parents are really excited. Parents are coming out, and I couldn't be more excited to be playing that show.
What happens if he ambles on over and says, which one of you is Milo?
Oh, I will take the mic gladly and start talking in a British accent.
I didn't know Milo Green is British, really?
Milo Green is
like
British.
To think so.
I think on certain days he's British.
His description changes every time someone asks, but consistently I think he's British.
Well, Mr. Green, or Robbie Arnett and Marlena Sheets, really nice speaking with you. Thanks very much.
That's been
you
a pleasure.
Too.
Thank you for
so
having
much
us.
For having us.
Robbie Arnett and Marlena Sheets. They are from the group Milo Green, studios of NPR West. Their album, Milo Green, comes out next Tuesday. And you can go to our website to watch Mr. Green's live. Okay, I know it's not. Milo Green's live performance here at NPR. That's at npr.org. And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.